I'm visiting with Will Cannon, Ag Leader Technology. And Will, first of all, tell me what you do for Ag Leader.
Yeah, I'm a product specialist for Seed Command here at Ag Leader. So I work in our product management group, helping develop and evolve new products for planters specifically, row crop planters.
Well, the company is celebrating 20 years. It's certainly been an evolution through that timeline of some real milestones in product development. This area that you're working in is one of those. Maybe first of all, we could just review where you've come in this particular area.
Sure. The Seed Command product lineup kind of started back in 2006 with what we call our clutch control module, which does swath control on planters. So we're able to turn individual row clutches on and off on the planter. And at the time, that was pretty revolutionary because we were saving a lot of seed by not double planting headlands, not planting through unwanted areas like waterways and so forth. And we were increasing yields at the same time because we weren't overpopulating headlands. So that was our first exciting product where we kicked off the Seed Command lineup, and it's evolved from there.
Well, we're going to talk about downforce technology. I don't profess to be an agricultural engineer, so for people like me, why don't we first sort of define what this means?
Well, just for the record, I'm not either, so I should be able to keep it in simpleton's terms.
Okay.
When we're talking about hydraulic downforce, what we're talking about is measuring or monitoring how much load is on the gauge wheels of the planter. And that's important because the gauge wheels running on the ground indicates if we're creating soil compaction near the seed trench at planting time, which we obviously don't want, or if we have too little weight on the gauge wheels, then it means we aren't planting at a proper depth. And that can be even more critical because if we don't plant at the proper depth, then seed emergence can be uneven or we may not even have emergence at all. So the system is looking to monitor those gauge wheels and how they're interacting with the soil. And then our involvement or the way we've evolved the system is we've gone to a hydraulically powered downforce actuator that fits on the row unit. And that has several advantages, but the biggest advantage is it allows us to adjust the system many, many times much faster than any other previous systems that have been out there. So we're able to change and adapt to the field conditions nearly instantaneously rather than slowly over a number of seconds.
So right now, how are those systems doing this? And then I know it's probably that reaction speed is one of the main differences, but how else might you describe that difference in what makes this sort of an improved technology?
Sure. Well, the big evolution a few years ago was being able to have airbags on the planter rather than mechanical springs. So if we go way back in time, mechanical springs have been kind of the standard for a long, long time. And they have a lot of drawbacks. The amount of downforce they apply is variable based upon the position of the row unit relative to the planter toolbar. They can be cumbersome and hard to adjust. And so, for an operator to stop and adjust a whole planter might take them a half hour, 45 minutes. And during the spring, that's just too much time anymore with these larger planters we have. And so it's evolved into airbags, and those are a factory option on nearly all planters now. And that was a big step forward because now the operator had a way to make a single adjustment to all the row units at once. A lot of times it could be done from the cab. It may take a little while, but it could be done from the cab of the tractor so they could keep planting. And so that was a big evolution. And then a few companies came out with ways to be able to start to control those airbags. And they've done a good job with it, but the overall limitation that you have with airbags is the air is a little more unpredictable under pressure, and so it's hard to make quick adjustments because the air is just unpredictable. And so you have to kind of do a ramping or a stair-step control of it where you adjust the air pressure, find out how much downforce you ended up with, and then make an adjustment again until you find the right spot. And so our research has found some of those systems can take upwards of 20 seconds. So to put it into real terms, a customer with a 24-row planter planting at about 5 mile an hour, you're talking about a quarter acre could be planted before the system can adjust itself to the field conditions. And so a lot can change in a quarter acre with that large of a planter. So that's why we're really excited about our system. With the hydraulics, we're able to make adjustments in less than a second. So it, like I said, it's nearly instantaneous. So for customers with a lot of variable soil types, or especially no-till customers with high residue and the variability that comes along with that, or strip-till customers where the planter may drift out of the strip, this system is a perfect fit because it's reacting immediately to the conditions that the planter is interacting with, rather than taking so long to respond. So as you cross that soil type or the planter drifts out of the strip momentarily, you get an instantaneous adjustment to those new conditions rather than a stair-stepped approach.
So it's just a new and additional way to be more efficient, and that's going to improve the bottom line because you're saving on seed again.
Yeah, we think it's just it's a major step forward in the technology overall. The other systems work well, but we just think this one's a major step forward, and that's why we're excited about it. And, everyone harps on seed cost, and we know seed cost is not headed down anytime soon. And so making sure not only that we're saving seed with swath control devices like we've done in the past, now we're talking about, well, we also need to make sure that we're placing every seed in the best possible environment where it can grow. And so that means running that fine line between too much downforce where we affect the soil conditions around that seed that can affect root development, nutrient uptake, all those things that can affect a plant. And on the other side, that we have enough force that we make sure we plant that seed into a proper seed bed where it has moisture, where it's got enough soil cover so that it can properly germinate and evolve.
Yeah, I hear more and more when it comes to crop management about plant health, a lot more focus even on individual plants. Mm-hmm. In this case, when you're planting seed, if you can make that the ideal depth or what have you, then that certainly would contribute to the healthier plant as it goes through growing season.
Absolutely, and there's been a lot of research over the last 10 or 15 years talking about singulation of seed and making sure there's one and only one seed planted in each spot in the field. But now there's more and more research coming out about the importance of even emergence, and that plants that are only 36 to maybe 48 hours behind when they emerge from the soil will essentially be a weed in that field. It's basically a lost cause. So it's kind of depressing to think about a new seedling just out of the ground is already a lost cause, but that's what can happen. And so with a system like this where we can so quickly adjust and make sure that we're running that fine line and getting the right amount of downforce on the gauge wheels and on the row unit so that it can plant properly, we really think customers will see hopefully a more even emergence of their crop and see that every seed that they've planted has the best opportunity to grow and yield for them.
Now, I know Ag Leader has announced this technology previous to us doing this interview, but where are we at in terms of getting this to market at this point?
Sure. Well, it's been a long and exciting road here. We've been at it here for about 2 years, which is quite a long time in Ag Leader time. We normally develop products very quickly and try to move them to the market so that customers can benefit from them as quickly as possible. But with this one, we know it's really important. Planting, you only get one chance to get it right. And so we've spent an awful lot of time researching, developing, and especially testing this system to make sure it works right the first time. We just know there's no margin of error there. But with that said, we expect to this fall have pricing and part numbers available, so it'll be available for order. And we have plans to be able to ship yet before the end of the year. So it'll give customers plenty of time to be able to get the planter in the shop this winter and install this technology if they're interested in it.
I'm just betting that if they need some help doing that, you provide some good training and support to go with that?
Yeah, at Ag Leader, training and support's always been very, very important, and our dealer network's always very important to us. So we're already ramping up with training for our dealers to help them with installation and troubleshooting and operation in the field with the customers. And so, yeah, there'll be lots of opportunities for training and support on it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's Will Cannon. We've been discussing Ag Leader Technologies' new hydraulic downforce technology that's soon going to be on the market, as you heard. Here from Ag Leader headquarters, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.